Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2019, we've been welcoming guests onto Cultaholic Island. Guests who have been choosing three of their favourite wrestling matches. Now it is time for a return trip. I'm Tom Campbell, and this is Desert Island Graps Revisited.
Look who it is. The walking kiss of death. Tell me, whose career do you plan on ending tonight?
Yours.
Wow.
Oh my gosh! Now I really can't wait to see this match! You don't have to wait long, because it's next!
Sub Heroes Man! Is that pot gonna go down fast? I got to release all the that has made up my past. So go let yourself dance, baby! Time to free yourself at last. Unshackle your life spirit. Fire paper from the past.
We welcome back to Cultaholic Island, one of the very early guests who joined us way back in, I think, 2019, possibly early 2020. No, definitely 2019, because the world was sensible then. We welcome back Shazza McKenzie. Shazza, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Literally, since we last spoke, when we did our episode together, I listened back to it the other day, and it's all sort of talking about, hey, so 2020, we're going to break America. We're going to get out there. And it's just like, oh, and it's just, it's tinged, Shazza, with so much sadness because...
Oh, I was so positive. I was so full of hope, so full of dreams. Now nothing.
But what's nice is that, like, we're speaking today, just as it seems as if things are kind of getting back on track with yourself. Like, I've seen you doing wrestling shows and traveling for events and stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, I feel like locally, everything is kind of, our life is kind of normal here. Like, we did some hard yards to get it so that we don't have any cases in the community at all, so that we could open up pretty much to 100%. Like, we don't have masks, we don't have a mask mandate or anything like that. Like, venues, just, I think, maybe a week or two, maybe the start of April, entertainment venues were allowed to go to, full capacity and people were allowed to dance again. But also, we've kind of gotten to near this point before and then, an outbreak happens and then everything just closes again. So, as positive and upbeat and happy and excited as I am about it all, I also know that it could just stop at any second. And so I have to always be mentally prepared for it to just not happen. Every booking I take, every show I take, the booking that I did on the weekend had been cancelled on me. I was supposed to go in January, got locked down. I was supposed to go in March, but they got locked down in February. So then they had to move their February show to March. And then so that I got moved to it is what it is. It's just a mess. You just have to go with it.
I think everybody was expecting just to sort of burst through the doors in 2021. We're back, but we're kind of just sort of creaking the door open, aren't we? And just sort of very delicately
just
taking
little
baby steps
out. Just putting
out
feet in the water and then seeing what happens and not getting too confident, because if 2020 told us anything, it's that everything can literally just be gone in a second.
What a time that we've lived through. The fact that even there, without either of us blinking, you said then we were allowed to dance again.
We're allowed to sing again as well.
Oh,
like,
what?
In church, they're allowed to sing. It's wild.
It's just, what a weird time to live through. How was that first show back for you?
So we started doing shows October, November last year at our training academy with like 50% capacity. So literally like somewhere between 30 and 50 people, like not many people, because we're in our actual training academy. We'd already kind of tested out like wrestling in front of a crowd, but our first show back in front of like in a proper venue with a bar with like over 18s, and like our first proper venue, they still had to sit down. They weren't allowed to stand up. They were allowed to stand up to be like excited, but then they had to sit straight back down, or like we could just get shut down completely. So we had like security just being like, sit. And even our security had to sit. Everyone had to, like, because I don't know what, I'm sure there's some science behind it. Like, if you're up and walking around, obviously that's going to spread it. But like, if you sit, we are safe somehow. It just goes, it doesn't touch you. It's like, oh, don't go that low in the ground. Yes, exactly. So that first show that was like in front of a crowd, and like that, it was just, it was so like in front of like a loud, rowdy, drunk freaking crowd with everything going on, was crazy. And then like this past weekend was my first time like traveling, like getting on a plane. I hadn't been on a plane for 13 months. I had not been on a plane since my trip back to Australia from the trip of doom. Like, and I used to be on a plane every weekend. I was like, I was literally excited. I was so excited for my 1 hour plane ride. I was like, oh, this is like, I'm like a kid again. Like, and it was just literally a 1 hour plane ride, but I hadn't done it for so long. It's crazy. Oh.
I've seen loads of headlines coming out of the wrestling scene across where you are. We've had the return of Aussie Open just out of the blue. That was a nice random moment. Charlie Evans, Jessica Troy killed each other in grand style. And it's just been amazing to see you back doing stuff, mixing it up with the men and the women as well. There's a real love for that sort of style over there, and it's amazing. Do you think this, weirdly, from all of last year, do you think there's going to be a bit of a renaissance for wrestling in Australia?
I think we are very lucky. When the pandemic first hit and Australia was kind of like getting their shit together a lot quicker than a lot of the other places, I was like, this is it. We're going to take over. Like, we're going to be fine. Ignoring the fact that America will just ignore the fact that there's a pandemic. I didn't factor that into my Australia's going to take over the world. I was like, they're all just going to be shut down forever because they're not doing anything. No. America will just keep going. But I digress. But I was like, generally, like, we have, because we've been able to get this stuff under control, and like with how readily available streaming and everything is these days, like we're finally being able to get these eyes on what we're doing. Like, for like the kids these days, they do not understand how good they have it. The first like 8 years of my career is not on camera anywhere. No, it doesn't exist. So like, because it just wasn't a thing in Australia. And like, if we did do any, like if we did film shows, you'd film it and you'd edit it, and then it would be released on DVD like 2 months later. Like, just the fact that we've got a lot live streaming in Australia now is just insane. Cause there's so much talent here, and they're finally going to be able to get their eyes on them, because there's not that much if you ignore like, I don't know, America being crazy and running indie shows in a pandemic, there's not that much indie wrestling going on. So there's like, there's a need for it. So people are going to watch it, and like we're on platforms like Fight and like Deathmatch Down Under that I did on the weekend is going up on indie wrestling, like independent wrestling TV. Like it's out on platforms that people actually will see. So it's very exciting, and we're still always going to be separate to the entire world, and it's going to always be extra hard because we can't just, especially right now, we can't just jump on a plane and be like around the world or whatever. But like, at least people know we exist now, which is better than it was like 5 years ago when they did not know that we existed.
Absolutely. And onwards to better things. But we are here today to go back a couple of years now, many decades, actually.
Many years.
When you joined us on Desert Island Graps back in the day, one of the matches that you chose was Trish Stratus versus Lita from December 2004, Monday Night Raw.
Yes, December 6th.
December 6th, 2004. That's the exact one. Yes, ma'am. What I decided, I don't know why I was American then. And we decide, and what we're doing at the moment is we're inviting previous guests back to come and watch that match, to relive that magic that they had. So before we get into the match, why this particular one? Remind us.
So this match is just, like, as a female wrestler, it's huge. Like this, even though I was just a fan at the time, I only started watching wrestling in 2004, at the start of 2004, but I could still knew that this match was huge. Like I knew that two women main eventing for the women's championship on Monday Night Raw was like historic. Like I knew that watching it, and just like it's just such a historic and like captivating moment when the two women have been built up to this position. And now it's nowadays, like 16 years later, 17 years later, it's like, well, of course the women were the main event because they're the main event every second week. But back then, this was insane. Like, and as a female fan who wanted to be a wrestler and wanted to be in wrestling, like this was just like, holy crap. Like this is happening. Like this is insane. This is so cool. And then Lita like freaking candy canes herself or whatever, and then that's real funny.
It's something that at the time was unheard of, and you know, we're in a different time now where that's not so much the case. But what we're gonna do is we're gonna watch it together, and we're gonna relive some of the hits, some of the beats from that match, and you can watch along with us. This is normally where I would tell you, hey, go to the network, go to this time, but I know that some of the world hasn't got the network anymore. I'm looking at you, America. It's all gone a bit weird there.
Enjoy your peacock.
Enjoy your peacock, you crazies. But this one is free on WWE's YouTube channel, which is very convenient of them. And you can, if you search out Trish Stratus versus Lita, December 2004. In fact, there'll be a link in the description of this podcast today. And you can watch along with us. We will give you a second to source said video right now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Welcome back.
Right now.
And you're back.
Exactly.
Back in the room. Now, I'm screen sharing with Shazza. So, Shazza, you should see a blank screen at the moment.
I see a nice blank screen.
Amazing. It's like my soul. We will share the sound. Amazing scenes. Shazza, is it time to rock and roll?
Whoa, it's time to rock and roll.
Does that mean stop? He said whoa.
Whoa.
On go, we're going to hit play on Trish Stratus versus Lita for the Women's Championship from Monday Night Raw, December the 6th, 2004.
Let's go.
On go in 3, 2, 1, go. And that little cheeky
nailed
laugh
it.
At the
Nailed
start.
The laugh. Nailed it, guys.
It is like she's here. Now, I seem to remember this. The whole busting. This was a shoot injury.
Yeah.
The busted
she
nose.
Broke her nose. Yeah, she had, and the face mask that she wears is like, it was previously used by Mick Foley at some point, probably during some sort of Mankind-y thing. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was an old prop that they got it from something that Mick had worn at some point. And then I'm pretty sure someone else wore it again later. I don't think it's the same one Cody wore. But someone else, I'm pretty sure, wore the same one later.
I remember Cody wearing something like that.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's definitely the same one as Mick Foley wore at some point or something. Like, I remember that just very specifically in my head. Also, does Lita's theme song swear lots? Or was that just in my head? It says fuck your rules, man, right?
Yeah, because there's little pauses where... Huh? Your own style.
Yeah, I was like, as a kid, I was like, I don't know if we can have this on TV, but
let's look up the lyrics. The lyrics will tell us.
I'm pretty sure it's like, so fuck your rules, man, or something. I don't know.
Love, Fury, Passion, Energy was the song. I think.
What a name.
By Boy Hits Car. It's all very much of the era. Yes. So F your rules, man. So F your rules, man. You step up, you'll go down fast. I mean, that's very brave of them because the song barely made sense. So, your rules, man.
And I was just like, why is this like just playing on TV and no one's saying anything?
So flip your rules, man. They could have changed it.
They probably did. But I feel like it was very obvious that it was F.
This already feels like these two have gone back and forth forever as well. Like it's the perennial Women's Championship feud. They just keep finding each other and it already feels like a big fight. So this match came about. Let's see if I remember the storyline for it. Everybody from Survivor Series 04 was granted a wish from the genie, Eric Bischoff. And yes. Chris Jericho's wish... Well, was it Chris Jericho's wish? Or Christian's wish was for Lita to get a shot at the Women's Championship.
What a nice... It would have been... I feel like it would have been... Was it...
Jericho was punishing Lita. No, Jericho was punishing Trish.
Yeah.
They had a feud going on. That's it. I think I remember now.
But no. So because they wouldn't have had their feud would have been over by now. Their feud was in like April of this year. But I guess they probably just threw back to it. And he was like, yeah, fuck you, mate.
And maybe it was a little like... Oh, now this is one bit from the match that everybody seems to remember, in which we see Lita unreal crumple physics. Jesus!
Oh, Jesus!
That never gets easier to watch.
No, but like she would have been like I've had my body do that, so and it sucks, but it's just like it just made such a cool like visual that it's okay. Like, I bet she's like, I'm glad that happened because people always remember that image of her as a fucking candy cane. Candy cane? Is that, yeah, that's what a candy cane is. Candy canes go like that. I know what a candy cane is. Christmas. I know.
The old candy cane bump, as you mentioned earlier on.
Yeah.
It's one of the...
She kicks herself in the head. This is the best moment. This is like my top moment. This cutoff is fucking... Oh, our screen is playing it very slowly, but we missed the full moment. But like, it's a moment when she pulls that off and hits her. Oh.
So she whips it off, smashes her with it, and then just sort of wanders around going, my face is fine, really. It was all a ruse.
But it was definitely not fine the entire time. But you would also, like, back in, like, just this is completely unrelated to the actual match. Like, this is Trish's best gear. Like, bar none to me, this is Trish's best gear. And I don't think she ever wore it again.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, like, back in these days, girls just wore their gear once and done, like one and done, always, because they barely wrestled. So they just got, they had gear like once every once a month, new gear, done. But specifically Trish, I don't remember her ever wrestling. Someone's going to listen to this and like completely correct me.
But a massive part of sort of the gear is that it's how you're remembered, and surely it makes more sense just to have the same gear all the time.
Yeah.
Or at least
this is mild variations, the gear that like she had in like SmackDown versus Raw and stuff like that. And she definitely had an action figure in this gear, but like, I don't think she ever actually wrestled in this gear again. This was the phase where Trish just kind of wrestled in like pants and like a t-shirt, whatever she was kind of vibing that week. This is the phase when wrestling gear got very questionable.
We're going to show those crumble physics again on the screen. There's the candy cane. Beautifully done. I'll tell you who reminds me of Lita at the moment in the WWE. It's Shotzi Blackheart, who throws herself 100%. Around in a similar way.
Yes, she really does. Just like, whatevs. Like, I don't know how my body's going to land, but we'll just do it because why not?
She also has a really good running animation, which sounds like a weird thing to say, but if you watch her run, like she properly pounds her arms when she runs, and I appreciate that.
You swing your arms and then people think you're running faster than you actually are. It's a trick. We teach it.
Ah, the real thing. More you know.
Yell at people all the time at training, swing your arms. Because if someone was running and didn't swing their arms, they just, like, even if they're running really fast, they'd look really slow. So you got to swing your arms. It's like this. Like, they did a superplex. I remember being fucking mind blown that two women just did a superplex. Like, I was like, holy shit. Like, they let them do a superplex on TV. Oh, I was, like, blew my mind.
Because you're so conditioned to the matches being a certain way and a certain pace. So even something like a superplex is just like, what?
Crazy. Like, when you look back at this match now, like 17 years later or whatever it is, like they don't really do like anything crazy by today's standards. But like back then, this was insane that they did all this shit. Like it was just insane. Like I can't even comprehend it properly. Like, I know I'm just saying it's insane over and over again, but like, it really truly was. Like, this just didn't happen, especially didn't happen in the main event.
Like, powerbomb out of the corner, like a move like that, which seems so rudimental. And the crowd go for it. And what I love is
Charlotte in the crowd. Fun fact.
Really? Where?
Yeah. When they scoot back the camera angle, she's like, ramp side on the right.
No way.
Yeah. Fun facts. Shazza with the fun facts over up in here, bitches. I know my women's wrestling.
You certainly do. That's great. I had no idea that was the case. And that is a beautiful counter as well. That is a stunning, like a real simple, effective way of ducking out of the move. I liked it a lot.
It's all just, like there's so many reasons why this match is just insane and like important.
I think the crowd, as I was saying, the crowd are really into it as well. And there was a concern at this point that a crowd might sandbag a main event with the women in, but absolutely 100%. Not the case, because it was a feud that deserved to be at the top.
This feud had been going on. They'd been doing like backstage vignette stuff and like since April or since like April that year, constantly with Trish bullying Lita, and then like Lita had been out of the like women's division kind of because she'd done the older Kane Snitsky storyline for the majority of this year. And I think this is really like, I don't think she really wrestled much before she had this match, like on TV at least, in that like year period. So it was really cool. It was really crazy. Yeah. But it was like the whole road year to redemption. Trish bullied her.
And it was a year-long payoff, and it was the redemption of Lita after all the storyline nonsense she'd gone through.
Exactly. So and then the next year, they hated her, so it is what it is.
Exactly. And it all balanced out, and the order was restored once again. But that was a stunning match, though.
It's such it's not like this crazy over-the-top like thing, but it's just a solid, good match, and it's just all you needed, and it was perfect. And the crowd's like, less is more, more is less. I don't know, but like whatever they did was good. But if I tried to do that match, if I did that match spot for spot, no one would give a shit. But I am not Trish and Lita, and I accept that. But that was fantastic. I love that match so much.
This is being aired on the 27th of April, which is this Thursday. It's Thursday now as you're hearing this with your ears. Shazza, tell us what you've got coming up and where people can find you.
Oh, gosh. What do I have? Oh, PWA is back at Max Watts, which is our home building on May 8th. Very exciting. Like, we haven't been there since February last year. Because we're over 100% capacity, but it will be streaming live on Fight for all the lovely internationals. After that, I don't know. I feel like they probably have things that I've committed to, but I don't know. The world's probably going to end again, isn't it? Maybe join my Patreon, and then you'll find out all about it. Patreon.com/Shazza McKenzie.
Perfectly
done. That was a good segue there.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's like you've done this before.
Maybe like I have a podcast. Not a very good one.
Plug the podcast.
Oh, I have a podcast. It's not very good.
What do you mean? Why do you think it's not very good?
Because I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just talking. It's just me talking about just absolute. Like last week's episode, I talked for like a solid 20 minutes about the correct buffet eating schedule. And how to eat at a buffet. I was supposed to be talking about wrestling. I was very passionate about eating.
Let people find you for the wrestling, but let them stay for the buffet banter.
Exactly.
I think Jesus said that.
Yeah, it sounds like something he would have said.
He's always saying stuff like
my
that.
My best mate, Jesus.
For the people who brought you that, so Shazza. My best mate, Jesus.
Gonna die. I'm still okay, I'm good. Yep, cool.
Amazing. That was everything that we had to get through today. Was there anything that you wanted to plug that you didn't?
Oh no, just like follow me on all the socials, I guess. Shazza_McKenzie on most things. I don't know, just hang out and let's just enjoy the crazy ride of pandemic life.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.